experience in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage. Then comes a baby in a baby carriage.
A girl came to me at the party and said, "Hey, you want to come outside?" And I went outside and there was this long line of people. Boy, girl, all standing in line. They went, "Yay," when I came, and they said, "You stand here at the back of the line." And then the guy at the front of the line said, "Choo, choo, the train is starting now." And he turned around and passionately kissed the girl behind him. And then she turned around and passionately kissed the boy behind her. And it just went down the line. And I was at the end of the line, and the tension is growing and growing and growing. And the girl in front of me looked pretty good. And finally it gets to me, and I'm the last one in line. And she turns around to me, and I close my eyes and pucker my lips, and she slaps me in the face real hard, and then everybody points at me and laughs.
He tried to get freaky with
the smallest one in the class.
He's the sissy, too.
No, I'm not!
He tries to act like a girl.
My very, very, very first kiss was in kindergarten. Me and this little boy, Michael.
Did you have rugs?
Yeah, we had rugs, and we were laying on rugs next to each other. And he kissed me, and then he went to get up, but we were laying underneath a pipe. And he cracked his head against the pipe and screamed, "Kiss pain."
Lakeitha, where did I tell you your things need to be if you're cleaned up?
Oh, it was in the squash court. And I had gone down with a bow. I was about 16. And he suddenly kissed me. And I slapped his face. And then I went up and told my mother. Mother was horrified. She thought I had ruined my whole life, and I should be able to accept a kiss politely and not slap the poor little boy. Thanks. I'll never forget that.
I'm not looking forward for it now, but I think when I'm in junior high, it feels shy.
Yeah, shy.
It feels shy. You feel real nervous, like if you want to run home real fast.
I remember when I was 13 and someone kissed me on the lips, and we were playing kiss chase. And I always, whenever someone caught me, I always made them kiss me from the side. Because I always thought that if they kissed me head on, like face to face, that I'd be pregnant. One day this boy came up and grabbed me and just kissed me on the lips. I mean, not passionate, just kissed me. So I thought I was pregnant. So I went home and told my mum that I was pregnant, and she was absolutely beside herself.
Well, I wouldn't take any ugly boys. I would take the one that I think was right for me.
I like this boy named Robin Chisholm. He's in sixth grade and he's in Miss Frizzell's class, and he's hella cute.
We played in 5-10 out in the field where there's a lot of fodder stacks and things to hide behind. It was a lot of fun. You count and everybody goes to hide. You say 5-10, 15-20, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, 55-6, 65-7, 75-8, 85-9, 95-100. Bushel wheat and bushel rye. Who ain't hid, holler aye. And everybody that's not hid hollers aye. So then he comes. Tries to find people. Cleve said to me, "Hide with me." So we rushed out and got behind the fodder stack, and it was way out. It was too far. I said, "Cleve, this is too far away." He said, no, it's all right. You just come on." And then he started to kiss me, and he went, "Mwah," like that. I jumped up and I ran as fast as I could, and I got back to the base and I hollered, "In free, in free, and 1, 2, 3 for me." Well, no one knew what had happened but me, but I was so disappointed. Why, I thought everybody had been talking about what a pleasure it was to get to be kissed or to kiss somebody. I said, why, there's not a thing in the world to it. Not only that, I hated it.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby in a baby carriage.